It's Sunday morning, quite early in the morning actually. It's 10:30. I know some of you won't think that's quite early in the morning. I have actually been up since 7 o'clock. It's been a weird day. I went to bed, or spent the whole of yesterday thinking that yesterday was Sunday and assumed that today would be Monday. It had something to do with having the Friday off. We had Friday off work. So I had the day off Friday and the day off Saturday, and then Saturday night we took the kids back to their dad's because he's going away for Monday, Tuesday. So we took them back Saturday night so that he can spend today with them. We're going to re-pick them up tonight and then they're with us for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the rest of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But it was really confusing. I thought yesterday was Sunday, and I kept planning this and planning that, and I kept having this terrible Sunday moments of suddenly, oh, what am I doing tomorrow? But then the brilliant moment of going like, oh, nothing, because it's Sunday. But I've now got a Sunday that I, as I say, I woke up fairly early. Maria has jumped sort of out of bed and decided to clean the flat, give the flat a good clean over, because with the trip to Disney, we've been sort of shell-shocked. We did have the kids for Friday and Saturday, and they do tend to sort of leave a trail of destruction, which normally sort of Maria works on a Monday when I go back to work. But because we've got them coming back tonight, she sort of thought, like, I just can't face them coming back to this. So she's rearranged the whole flat, cleaned it up. I therefore spent a lazy Sunday morning with my laptop going through stuff, and suddenly realised that my credit card is just about to expire. So they're probably about to send me a new credit card. And then realised that it's been so long since I've actually done anything postal with my credit card, because I get all my statements online and do everything paperless, that they still had my old address in the US, the PO box we used to use in the US, which we no longer have. So I've had to get in contact with them and to discover that in fact they have actually sent out a new credit card to that address. So we've had to cancel that and deactivate it. Well, it wasn't activated anyway, and then change the address back to this. And it's quite interesting watching the website, is that I can actually give the guy my address here in Mexico and then click on the button and see that he spelled it totally incorrectly, and we can go through it all again, which is actually fairly important, because I once tried to buy an airline ticket with my credit card when it was registered in Mexico address, and the actual address that they'd written in was just made up. So how stuff got to us, we don't know. In fact, we're now slightly worried how the new credit card will get to us, or whether it'll ever turn up. But we shall see. If the worst comes to the worst and it doesn't turn up, we'll eventually have to rethink about getting another post box in the US and getting them to send it to there. And that's about it. I don't think we've got anything planned for today except a lazy day. I'd say the school on Monday. Monday's going to be slightly full of practices because on Tuesday it's Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a huge thing in Mexico, the 10th of May. And so what we actually do is we put on an art exhibition, or the kids do paintings. The mums come in, look at the paintings. Then the kids sing songs to the mums. And then everybody goes home early to spend the day with their mother. But, of course, all of that has got to be rehearsed. And as far as I know, they haven't rehearsed it. And so that's probably how we'll be spending most of Monday, practicing to do that on the Tuesday. So Monday's going to be a fairly light day. Tuesday is going to be a very light day. Wednesday will be a normal day. Thursday, a pretty normal day, I hope. And then Friday, get the day off, because May the 15th is Teacher's Day, which is a Sunday. And Sundays is normally a day off, so they've given us the Friday off instead. So I've got Friday the 13th is good luck for me. And that's how my week's looking. And now you know. And so, stuff. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.